Now, at this time, I'd like to invite Deanna and the rest of the Teen Challenge group.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Deanna. I'm with Philadelphia Teen Challenge Children's Home. I'm actually a graduate
of this program. I graduated over 2 years ago. And since being here, God has really transformed my life. I used to be a heroin addict for 3 years. I used to struggle with IV addiction. And God has really redeemed my life and called me out of that. And now he's calling me to serve in this way. So it's just really cool to see how God can take a life and transform it. And knowing that we're free by the Spirit of God, and that it's only through Jesus that we can get free. You can't get free.
Yeah, did you use the microphone there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or
you can't get free by doing it yourself or being self-sufficient. But God wants us to rely completely on Him. But we're a 12 to 14 month faith-based program, and it takes a while to get that deep root of change in the ladies. It takes time for them to maybe even receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So actually Dave Wilkerson founded Teen Challenge in 1959 in the streets of New York. He reached out to gang members, and that's when Teen Challenge started. We have over 250 centers nationwide. So the calling on this ministry is great, but also it takes money to run this program too, but God has always been faithful. And so today we'll have an items table in the back. It's not set up currently right now, but later on we will. And I hope you guys are blessed today by the ladies singing and telling testimonies and dancing, and just I hope the Holy Spirit ministers to you in some kind of way. Also, if any of you have family, or if you yourself struggle with drug addiction, I encourage you to come to me after the service, and I can give you information on our program. Don't be afraid or discouraged or fearful. God came for the sick. He didn't come for the healed. Jesus came for the sick. He didn't come for the healed. So I just encourage you to be encouraged today. And thank you. My name is Deanna again.
More than anthems.
Stephanie, I'm 24 years old, and I've been in the program for 5 months. I'm going to open up with Psalms 31:7. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. I came to Teen Challenge 5 months ago after spending 2 months in jail. I grew up in what I thought was a pretty normal home, but till I stepped out of it, I didn't realize how dysfunctional it really was. My father was a raging alcoholic my whole life up until about 4 years ago. And my mom was very angry, and my only brother wanted nothing to do with me. So I felt alone for a lot of, like, the younger years of my life, and got made fun of a lot when I was little, so suffered from a little rejection. Started following the crowd because I was scared to, like, really be myself and be different. I didn't want to be made fun of anymore. First started drinking when I was 12 years old. My parents got divorced, and since alcohol was very prevalent in my house, I just started going behind my dad's bar. He was always drunk, never marked his bottles, and started smoking marijuana at the age of 12, too. Struggled a little bit through, or experimented a little bit through, middle school and high school. Partying on the weekends, and then when I graduated high school and went to college and moved out of my house, things went really downhill. Started doing opiates. I was addicted to prescription pills for about 3 years. Picked up heroin when I was 21, and I was an IV user. For the last couple years, nothing but in and out of jail, in and out of rehabs, wrecking cars, drugs, chaos, men. I overdosed. I had 7 months clean last year. Picked up for the first time, and I overdosed. People that didn't even know me saved my life, so looking back now, I realize how God had his hand in my life even when I knew nothing about him. I didn't know anything about God until I came to the program, and my eyes have just been opened. I really gave in, and I have been letting God start to do work with me. I was a little resistant at first. It was really awkward, but I'm so glad that I made the decision to come here. I sat in jail for about 2 months before I came here, and I was wondering why I kept hitting certain roadblocks, and I realized one day that it was because I kept doing what I wanted to do. So my mom found this program, and I knew nothing about it, and when I started to find out things about the program after I got interviewed for it, I was kind of, like, weary about coming here, but I already made my decision. I was scared, but I didn't want to tell anybody, so I decided to try to manipulate my way out of it, and it didn't really work. But I'm really glad that I made the decision to do something I didn't want to do because, like I said, it opened up my eyes to a whole different perspective and a different outlook on life. Since coming to Teen Challenge, I was placed in this home where there's so much love and encouragement. I didn't know what to do with it at first. And it's just amazing. God has been working in my life. He's been restoring relationships with my family and I. He's given my brother and I a relationship we're starting to build, which is amazing. I have a little nephew that comes to see me. And God has taken my negative sense of self, and he's replacing it with a positive concern for others. It's definitely not been easy to not be as selfish as I was before, but it's in the works, and it's just amazing to have, like, a house full of sisters to lean on when we need each other. I used to be embarrassed of my past and the things that I did, and I'm still working through that, but I realized that I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for everything that I went through, and God's really helped to transform my mind and not be so down on myself. I don't regret anything from my past anymore, and I just use it to motivate me to be the better person that God wants me to be on a daily basis, so I'm going to end with that, and I'm also going to end with Ephesians 2:8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of yourselves, but is the gift of God.
Hi, I'm Leslie. I'm 24. I've been in the program for 3 months. I like to open with Psalms 18:4. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. I had a lot of addiction growing up in my family. My mother and father are both alcoholics, and my sister is a heroin addict. When I was 12, I started experimenting with drugs, and by 16, I tried most drugs, and it got bad really fast. When I was 17, I became pregnant with my daughter, and I stopped using drugs, I stopped partying, I put everything down for her, and I started going to college, had my own apartment, my life started looking up from everything that I grew up with. I turned my life around. When I was about 19 and my daughter was 1.5, I started using drugs again. I started selling drugs and I started using heroin. Everything went downhill from there. I lost my apartment, dropped out of college, lost jobs, ruined opportunities, and just, it was a mess. I was arrested for selling drugs, and I was in prison. I've been in and out of jail for 2.5 years. I was in and out of jails and rehabs. And this last time I was arrested, it was for a violation of my probation. I broke down. I was in medical for 3 weeks, 23 hours locked down in a cell by myself. I broke down and I knew something needed to change. I got on my knees and I prayed and I begged God to just help me, and I prayed for His will to be done in my life. And a week later, I got an application for a teen challenge. And I wanted to fight it. It's a 12-month program. I was like, that's way too long. I'll be away from my daughter for a whole year. But best decision I've ever made in my life. I feel the difference. I'm at peace. I'm healing. It's just, God is working wonders in my life and just showing me. I didn't realize how selfish and irresponsible I was being, and now I see how many times God has tried to pull me out of my the pit that I was putting myself in, and I see how far I've come in only 3 months, and it's just a miracle in itself. And God is delivering me, and I'm becoming a new creation in Christ, and it feels amazing. I don't even have words for it. I feel completely different, whole again. That void is being filled with God. I never knew what belonged there, and now I feel it. It's Jesus. And it's just amazing. And I'd like to close with Psalms 18:16. He reached down from on high. He took a hold of me, and He drew me out of deep waters.
Hi. My name is Janine. I'm 20 years old. I got to Teen Challenge about a month ago. I'm going to open with Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. I had an alcohol addiction for 3 years, accompanied with marijuana. I started when I was 17, and I went to a friend's house and told her I wanted to get high, so she brought the weed. And then I told her I wanted to drink, so she brought the drink. So everything was pretty much handed to me. I was working and I bought my own stuff. I, you know, didn't have to steal anything. The enemy pretty much provided everything I needed. When I was younger, my house was very dysfunctional. My father was extremely sexually abusive and it was really horrendous. I went back and forth to church, and so home and church life were two different things. So it was very confusing, but I always loved Jesus. I always loved God, and I had lots of knowledge about Him. I was very passionate about the works of Christ and everything that He was doing for me. But I think maybe when I was 10 years old, I felt like God had failed. I felt like he abandoned me because I didn't understand how he could be a God of love and then my innocence was stolen completely. So I was trying to spend my life understanding God and it was just really bad. It didn't work and I just couldn't fathom him, you know. So I decided when I turned 20, my addiction turned for the worst and I ended up in dirty homes. Lying around with different men, and I was just in a really bad place and a really bad state of mind. So it was actually the prayers of people around me that got me to Teen Challenge because I wasn't coming on my own. but it's all good. After I got to Teen Challenge, I wasn't too upset, but I just couldn't accept the fact that I needed to be here. But that's slowly changing, very slowly. But I am rebuilding my relationship with Christ. It's becoming intimate. We just talk nonstop, and it's just incredible. It's great. So I don't regret coming. I don't regret my past. I don't regret anything that I've done. I just accept that I'm a new creature in Him, and that old things are passed away, and all things become new. So I'm going to close with Psalm 139:7. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
Worship. draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
Delaware, and I've been in the program 10 months yesterday, so I'm really excited about that. My opening verse is John 8:36, "He who the Son sets free is free indeed," and God has set me free from a 3-year heroin addiction. I grew up in a Methodist church, so I'm at home here. Some of the churches we go to, they're a little much for me, but they're opening my eyes to other ways that God works in people's lives, and I had a great childhood. I was involved in church and in a youth group, and I was saved when I was 14 years old, and the devil really crept in at that time. I became majorly depressed when I was about 14 years old. I ended up in a psych ward, and from there was like this giant void in my life that I was trying to fill with outside things, and I eventually started using drugs when I was 17 years old, marijuana. And that kind of filled the void for a long time. I went to college. I graduated from the University of Delaware. And I slowly started using harder drugs. I was addicted to pills for a long time, which ended up being heroin. And looking back, I can see that God had his hand on my life that entire time. I shouldn't be standing here, but I am, and it's only by God's grace and his mercy upon me and people praying for me throughout my whole life. And I was broken when I came into Teen Challenge, and I've been in rehab for probably the past 2 years trying to get set free from this. I had a little clean time, but there was always that void there, and today I do not have that void. And I can sit with myself, I'm okay with myself, because I don't hate myself anymore. I don't feel shame and guilt for the things I did. And I'm just really excited for the rest of my life. I graduate in October, and I just can't wait for what God has in store for me. And it's only through him and this program that I'm here today. And my closing verse is Proverbs 16:3, "Commit to the Lord in all you do, and he will direct your paths."
Hi, I'm Alexis. I'm 19, from Topton, Pennsylvania. Been in the program for 2 months. And I'm going to open with Psalms 118, verse 13. "I was hard-pressed and falling, but the Lord saved me." Before coming into the program, I was an IV heroin and crystal meth user for, well, since I was 14, so a couple of years. But I started when I was 14 years old. My best friend called me and told me I was going to take his life, and I
tried my hardest to talk him out of it. It didn't work, and I thought it was my fault, and I blamed myself for days. I sat in my room, isolated myself, didn't know what to do, and 5 days after he passed away, I tried heroin for my first time. And that started me on a downward spiral, but I was able to hide it for a while. My parents go to church every Sunday. My family is very, very much into, they don't do drugs, nothing like that. I have a very stable family. And I hid it from them for years. I was 4.02 GPA student, secretary of 4-H, president of FFA. No one knew anything was going on in my life, but I was using to hide how I was feeling on the inside. I've had numerous friends pass from suicide or overdose, and continually I just kept using to hide it because I didn't want my parents to think something was wrong, and I thought I was fine. It kept going downhill. Eventually I started stealing from my parents, got kicked out of my house, moved with my grandparents, started stealing from them, got kicked out of there, became homeless, started anything I could do to get money I was doing because my habit just got out of control. I didn't know what to do. I started to resent God. I continued praying, but I found myself yelling at him when I was praying. I found myself turning away from him, and I realize now that he has put so much stuff in my path to try to get me to come to him. At one point, I was in a car accident. My head went clean through the windshield. When the ambulance came, they said I should have been dead, but I only had 2 scratches on my forehead. They had no idea how that happened. But it just kept getting worse and worse. And on April 12th, my life seemed to be under control. I had an apartment, a stable job, and I thought everything was going good, but I woke up and my boyfriend was unconscious next to me. He overdosed while I was sleeping, and when the ambulance got there, they said it was too late. And I blamed myself for it, and I just had no reason to live anymore. I felt like I let everyone down, and I didn't know how I could continue living with knowing that. And so I got really deep in my addiction. I stopped caring if people knew I was using. I just became completely absorbed by it. And I didn't want to live anymore. I just gave up. But God did not let me fall because I was supposed to leave for Tennessee. I was going to take a job at a ranch as a horse trainer because I just wanted to get away from my problems. And 2 days before I was supposed to leave, I was arrested, and I believe that God wanted me to get arrested because that is why I got sent here. If I didn't get arrested, I don't know where I'd be right now. And God has done major works in my life already in these past 2 months. He's restored the relationship with my family, and he's shown me that there is a reason why I'm still here. He has a greater purpose in my life, and He's did so much. I don't even know how to explain it. It's crazy. But especially with my family, my parents came to visit me yesterday, and my mom started crying, and she was like, "Your family is so proud of you. They're like, if you weren't here right now, we'd probably be burying you right now." And my mom just broke down crying, and knowing that she's seeing a change in me already, it's crazy what he can do in your life. But I'm going to close with Psalm 16:1. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge.
praise God for his grace and mercy. Thank you.